What if the new guy, adding guys like Bruce, Sean, the guys you got on your defense, right, what's that going to change on this defense at all?
Well, we expect, you know, they're really good football players. Anytime you add really good football players to your team, you get better. And they have a way of making everybody else around them better. They played a lot of football. They have had a lot of success. They are veterans, and they know how to work. They know how to make the group better. They know how to study. And I think, you know, those are areas that we need to improve in. And they are certainly just having them on the campus, having other players look at them, we are already better right now than we were when we finished.
You guys were a lot – improved a lot during the year defensively from where you started at the end to where you finished. Have you seen the carryover from that?
No question. You know, having the second year in the system, the players are smarter, the coaches are better coaches, the players are a little bit older. Again, like you said, we added a few new players, guys who have won and won well. They're not rookies. They have some experience about them, and they know exactly what it takes to be a competitive team.
Yeah.
Well, you've seen the film. The guy is explosive. He loves ball. He's around the football a lot. He's just a pack of dynamite. You know, he's a really good football player. And the more good football players you get on the team, the better you get. Anytime you have a first round draft pick, you expect an impact player, and we expect him to be that.
Emerson obviously came in and had a great year for you guys last year. Now you team him up with Sean Smith. Just what do you see when you look at that corner?
Well, we see a real good backfield. Again, we're improving. We're coaching better. They're playing better. You know, we want to make sure we add our rush combined with our coverage. Those two are connected and they work together. They're doing a fantastic job of understanding what we have. We have guys who can cover. We have guys who can rush. And that should worked out to be pretty good for us.
Khalil took a big step forward last year. What's the next step for him?
Well, it's consistency. We expect him to play at that level all the time. And then the really good players, they know how to make players around them better. So it can't just be Khalil. It has to be Bruce. It has to be all the guys in the up front. The group as a whole has to take the same leap that Khalil does. Khalil has to learn how to bring everybody with him.
Have you even allowed yourself to think yet what you can do, what you can dial up when you get Alden in there to throw in there with Bruce, to throw in there with Khalil?
I haven't got that far yet. We've kind of work on what we have. We can only play with what we have. And the guys here are showing up every day. They're working really hard. They're really committed. They're really dedicated. We have a really Coach Del Rio has put together a really competitive group. And, you know, we really love coaching them.
You guys had Charles talk last year towards veteran leaders on that defense. Who do you see filling that role?
Well, you know, we have a lot of veterans. Like you said, we brought in Sean, we brought in Bruce. Khalil's older now. If you look at the group, they're all a year older, a year smarter. They're really good football players, and I think that they're all policing each other. I think as a group, together, they're all going to rise the level to that high level of competitiveness that we expect.
There might be a little pressure taken off DJ Hayden now that you've got, you know, Sean and Emerson back there. Do you think he can kind of thrive being a guy that all of a sudden he doesn't have to be your number one, number two guy? He can kind of, you know, step into a role and that might help him?
Well, you know, roles are good. At the same time, it's competition. You know, there's no spot that's already given. It's a matter of competing, coming out here every day, working really hard, and showing what you have. We've surrounded all the players with really good football players. They can look to their side and look in the room. They see every day guys showing up, playing, competing. It's important that the group sees their growth, how they're improving every day, and knowing the tools that we have.